What it do, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Saturnino back in the Rio Grande Express here, recording a podcast. Woo-woo! Oh man, another great weekend just happened. It was nice. It was a Father's Day weekend, yeah! And as some of you know, I am a father of two, so it was fun. I got a lot of good gifts. Got a lot of attention. Two things that I like a lot. Attention and gifts. So, it was great. Fun thing happened over the weekend. Out here in my little neighborhood, out here in Texas, the public library was going to do a drag queen story time. Yeah. That was cool. Like, I when I first heard about it, my wife was like, oh, I'm going to take the little one. I was like, okay, cool. I'll probably go. You know, I was probably like, oh, man, I'll probably have to do the yard or something. So, they can go. Have fun. I might go. We'll see. But then somehow it got turned into this whole big, giant thing. More than probably what it should have been. So, a lot of people were upset about it, including our mayor, who tried to shut it down, and him and the city council were successful in shutting it down. So there wasn't going to be a drag queen story time. Aww. But then, out of nowhere, a little church was like, hey, we want to rent a room there, and we want to invite drag queens to come and read. And everybody was like, everybody in the city council was like, wow, we can't stop that. They're renting the room. So, damn. So, we're like, yay, drag queen story time's back on. And then all of a sudden, some hate group got word of it in Houston. And yeah, I forget the name of them, but they are classified as a straight up hate group by the U.S. government. Okay, so they were like, we're going to come and protest the shit out of this. And our mayor was pretty cool with it. He was pretty cool. He didn't denounce the hate group. As a matter of fact, there was a city council member who was all like, y'all don't, like, usually we have permits for protests, but you know what? I don't think a permit is necessary for this. So it seems like our mayor and a couple of people on our council are okay with hate groups coming to protest stuff. Outside hate group, not even our local hate groups. I mean, how lazy is that? Where you don't even like your local hate groups. Like, come on. If you're gonna hate, at least like be more involved with your local hate chapter or however the hell that works. I don't really know how the whole racism thing works too much. So yeah. I've just been on the receiving end, haven't been on the giving end yet. So if anybody knows about that, and if you're a hate group and for some reason you're listening to this little brown boy talk about his life, let me know how does that work? How do your chapters work? Because yeah, there was a hate group coming in from Houston to protest this and they were all cool with it. So yeah. So eventually, the library's like, yeah, we're going to be closed now on Saturday because this got way out of hand. The poor library is just like, what do we do? I don't know. Yay. So anyways, it gets turned into this whole big deal. There was a lot of protesters on both sides. A lot of people for it, a lot of people against it. We show up. So we kind of explain to the little one, kind of the essence of drag. We go with there's this drag queen called Nina West. She has this video. Basically saying drag is like dress up, and that's kind of what we go with. We tell him it's dress up, and any chance his kid gets to dress up, he will. He wanted to take his Five Nights at Freddy's teddy bear mask, so it's like this really scary looking mask with like blood on it and stuff, and he's like, I'm gonna wear this. And we're like, all right then, go play dress up. So we get there and there's this like on both sides, it was interesting. So we go in, we get there, there's a lot of people, you know, not really talking to one another, more talking at each other. And we go in, we get three stories read to us, no longer by drag queens. They kind of had to find like a middle ground, I guess. And it was, It, because it became like a pride appreciation story time. So we get in there, we get these really good three stories read. Something, I think one was called Tango Makes Two, and then there was one about a crayon. What was the other one about? I feel sad because they were all really good stories. The crayon one really hit me because it's a blue crayon, but he colors. No. It's a red crayon, but every time he tries to color, it comes out blue. So, yeah, that was a really good one. If you can find that one, that one's, I totally enjoyed it. And guess what, guys? What all those hate groups feared didn't happen because I had three stories read to me, and I'm not gay. I think that's what their fear was. Like, there's a magical thing that happens if, like, somebody of that sexual orientation reads to you, you become that. You take on their properties. Yeah, didn't happen. Sorry to tell you that, hate groups. I have not had a craving for penis or anything like that. But I do have a weird kind of thing for crayons now. So, yeah. Yeah, so that's what happened there. That was a fun little time in my little neighborhood. And there's also like this racist dude who runs like a karate thing, where, you know, first of all, karate, you know, comes from the East, and ever since all this stuff's been going down, he's been making it more Jesus oriented. So yeah, I mean, Jesus from the East too, but. I don't know what they do there now. I guess every time they break boards, they're like, Jesus Christ, and they break it. So, yeah, and he's like super racist. His Facebook page wasn't private for the longest time, and kind of took a look at it. My wife had told me some things, like, this guy, he really hates Muslims. He really hates them. It's like, it's insane how much hate comes from that. Oh, and he also believed that Native Americans got what they deserved. So there's that. You know, I'm not here to say names or anything like that, but if you were in my small town of Leander, Texas, you would know who it is. So yeah, that was my Saturday right there. That was an interesting Saturday. And then Father's Day on Sunday came along, and it was just awesome. It was great because Pluckers, my favorite wing place in the whole wide world, they do a thing where fathers eat free on Father's Day. And of course that place was popping. It was 31 parties in front of us, an hour and a half wait, and we got there like at 12. So yeah, that was interesting. I waited. We all waited. We waited in the parking lot in our air-conditioned car listening to the Beetlejuice Broadway musical soundtrack. So that was fun. That was fun. And then I get in there, and then of course I, you know, order my 10 wing combo, and I'm happy. I'm elated. It was great. Free food. And that's how you get me. Free food. Love it. God. And my wife made me a little bracelet. She's making bracelets now, and they're all beautiful and gorgeous. If you have any questions about them, want to purchase some, let me know. Hit me up. I'll get you the hookup. And also, I really don't drink that much anymore, but the present, another present, well, her and mostly the boys got me was this big-ass bottle of Evan Williams bourbon. Delicious, by the way. So I'm probably going to have that bottle for a very long time because, like I said, I don't drink as much as I used to. But what's cool is we have a friend who's an artist who's straight up, like, I like his artwork. I own some pieces. I can say that. But yeah, so it's a bottle, and what he does with these liquor bottles, he takes off all the labels and stuff, and he paints over them, and it's this really cool Joker Batman. Not the Batman who laughs, but the Joker Batman. You know, Joker dressed as Batman, and it's so cool. When I saw it, I was like, oh my god, this is so amazing! I love it. And then it was later that night. I was like, oh man, I'm thirsty. Let me go into the kitchen, get something. You know, I turn on the light and I give me my water and I turn it off and I notice this glowing thing out of the corner of my eye. And sure enough, it's the outline of the Joker Batman. He was glowing the dark paint for this one. I thought that was so freaking badass. So our homie CJ there, I think it's at LT Concepts. I'm sorry, CJ. I don't remember. If anybody wants to correct me on that one, please. You know what? I'll have things on my Instagram at Vato315. I know that one. I know that one for sure. At VHCO315, I'll have pictures on there if anybody wants to check it out. You can also hit him up for really cool stuff. But yeah, and then Father's Day ended with the whole giant little salt lick at the Salt Lick. It's a barbecue joint. Man, I just ate a lot. Oh, jeez. I really felt it. I had the meat sweats that day. I think I had a little coma after everything was said and done. But yeah, no, a great Father's Day. Couldn't be anything without some protest. Oh, a fun, interesting fact, going back to that whole library incident thing. Apparently, Austin has a drag queen named Miss Kitty Litter. I think that's the coolest thing. I think that's one of the coolest names I've heard. It's like a play on the Gunsmoke and also a little fun with it. Miss Kitty Litter. You know, I don't know if I've told y'all this, but, you know, my wife, she's really into RuPaul's Drag Race, and I'll catch some episodes with her, and then I know pretty much everything through her, and then I watch it, and then my whole YouTube channel is just nothing but now, like, Ryan's Toys Reviews, drag queens, and just a little bit of wrestling in there. So, yeah, my family's taken over. Oh, and J. Cole videos. Yeah, because, like, my whole family's taken over, yeah, my entire YouTube, so, but I don't know if I've told y'all this, but like a drag queen name that just popped in my head one day, Miss Chaos. You know, chaos, chaos. Yeah, there you go. If you're an aspiring drag queen and haven't come up with a name yet, there you go. You're welcome. You get it, girl. Shantae Sachet, right? Is that what RuPaul says? Something like that. Anyways, well, this was an interesting little podcast about my whole entire weekend of fun. Protesting, fighting the man. Oh yeah, we also got on the news, which was which was interesting. Yeah, they asked us questions. And I look like a douche chewing my gum. Like I'm like any second now, I'm just gonna turn on my wife, like, yeah, babe, what's up? Yeah. And she sounded super Mexican. Sorry, babe, I had to tell everybody. They're gonna see the video anyways, but yeah. It was so cute. I love my wife. She's super Mexican. Hey. Oh, but yeah, no, I have two great kids. Father's Day was amazing. My wife made everything run smoothly as usual. So Father's Day could not be done without the great women that just support us and baby us and put up with our stupid crap. And yeah, well, me personally, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of great single dads out there who do their thing, put their thing, you know, props to y'all. I don't know how y'all do it. Because I don't think I'd be able to do it without my wife. So, y'all, especially great Father's Day to all those single dads out there who are being great fathers. So, mucho props to y'all. I hope y'all had a great, 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 great Father's Day. Amazing Father's Day. Bam. All right, guys. Well, this was fun. I just thought I'd get y'all a little quick little update on what's going on in my life. Like I said, I'm trying to podcast more. It hasn't been working out. Just been going crazy. Auditions. I had a callback. I didn't get it, but I'm waiting on another callback. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. All right. Well, it's been fun. It's been real. Real fun. See what I did there? Everybody does that. Well, whatever you do today, do it up big. Much love, much peace, and I will talk to y'all later. Adios.